I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Yesterday, I told you how the DNR Enforcement Division named Mitch Lawler its 2023 Conservation Officer of the Year. Four other officers within the agency received awards, too. I'll tell you who they were when we return. But first...
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
Colonel Rodman Smith, director of the DNR Enforcement Division, presented awards to Mitch Lawler and four other officers last month at Camp Ripley. We mentioned Lawler yesterday, and here's a quick profile on the other four awards. Officer James Fogarty, who's stationed in Prior Lake, received the Boat and Water Safety Achievement Award. He's been a CO since 2016 and is a consistent presence on waters in his area, as well as on the busiest lakes and rivers across the state. CO Mike Fairbanks, who is stationed in Deer River, has been a CO since 2005 and works with his canine partner, Fennec. He received the Waterfowl Enforcement Achievement Award. It's common to see Fairbanks and Fennec out early in the day chatting with state waterfowl hunters. CO Andrew Goodman, who is stationed in Perham and has been a CO since 2018, received the Willard Munger Wetlands Achievement Award. Finally, CO Mark Johnson, who is stationed in Hibbing and has been an officer since 2019, received the Enforcement Education Achievement Award. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.